Good evening, this is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Nobin Pradhan with the evening news and these are the headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurates and lays foundation stones for several development projects worth over 8,000 crore rupees in Dehradun. 22nd Annual Conference of Commonwealth Parliamentary Association India Region Zone 3 to commence tomorrow in Kohima. Indian Air Force organizes first ever full-scale air show in Guwahati to mark 93rd anniversary and 17 members from Nagaland Wrestling Association departs for Gonda, Uttar Pradesh for a month-long coaching camp. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi took part in the Silver Jubilee celebrations of Uttarakhand's Formation Day in Dehradun today. Mr. Modi inaugurated and laid the foundation stones for several development projects worth over 8,000 crore rupees on the occasion. The projects span across key sectors including drinking water, irrigation, energy, technical education, urban development, sports and skill development. The Prime Minister also issued a commemorative postage stamp on this occasion. Addressing the public gathering, Mr. Modi congratulated the people of Uttarakhand on the Silver Jubilee of the state. The Prime Minister stated that the double engine government is continuously working to take Uttarakhand to new heights of development.
बीते 25 वर्षों की यात्रा के बाद आज उत्तराखंड जिस ऊंचाई पर है उसे देखकर हर उस व्यक्ति का खुश होना स्वाभाविक है जिसने इस खूबसूरत राज्य के निर्माण के लिए संघर्ष किया था। डबल इंजन की भाजपा सरकार उत्तराखंड के सामर्थ्य को नई ऊंचाई देने में जुटी है।
Mr. Modi emphasized the need to focus on expanding the untapped potential of the state. The Prime Minister further said the government is giving push to connectivity projects in Uttarakhand. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla along with Deputy Chairman of the Rajya Sabha Harivansh arrived in Kohima this evening to attend the 22nd Annual Conference of Commonwealth Parliamentary Association CPA India Region Zone 3 tomorrow. Earlier, upon his arrival in Dimapur Airport, Mr. Birla was received by PHED and Cooperation Minister Jacob Jimami, Minister for Rural Development and SIRD Mitsubo Jamir, along with other officials. Mr. Birla was accorded ceremonial guard of honor by the 15th NAPIR at the airport. A brief welcome program was organized by the Marwari community at the Lions Club Dimapur. Mr. Birla said, Marwari community who have come from various states across the country to the northeastern states endured challenging journey, but through their hard work and self-confidence, they embraced the cultural heritage of whichever state they settled in.
Marwari samaj ke sanskar vichar hote chahe desh ho chahe duniya ho is desh mein bhi और दुनिया के देशों के अंदर भी ये समाज जहां भी जाता है अपनी कड़ी मेहनत परिश्रम और वहां की सांस्कृतिक विविधताओं को अपना समझता है और वहां पर संस्कार सेवा के संस्कार समर्पण के साथ उस समाज के सामाजिक रीति रिवाजों वहां की संस्कृति
He stated that India's strength lies in its diversity and its strength is in its varied cultures, cuisines, attires and social customs, yet what unites them all is the democracy of this country. The Lok Sabha speaker will inaugurate the conference which is being hosted by Nagaland for the first time. Chief Minister Nipi Rio, Deputy Chairman of the Rajya Sabha Harivansh and Speaker Nagaland Legislative Assembly and Chairman of CPA India Region Zone 3 Sharingan Longkumar will grace the inaugural function. The two-day conference will bring together presiding officers, members of parliament and members of legislative assemblies from the 8 northeastern states that comprise Zone 3 of the CPA India region. The theme of the conference is Policy, Progress and People, Legislatures as Catalysts of Change. Deputy Chairman of the Rajya Sabha Harivansh will address the closing ceremony on November 11. The Indian Air Force IAF Eastern Air Command held a grand flypast over Brahmaputra River in Guwahati to mark its 93rd anniversary today. During the first ever full-scale air show, the Indian Air Force displayed over 75 aircraft and helicopters in more than 25 formations at Lachit Ghat above the Brahmaputra River. This year's Air Force Day celebrations revolved around the theme Infallible, Impervious and Precise, symbolizing the IAF's focus on operational capability, resilience and precision. As I am Governor Lakshman Prasad Acharya, Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma and Air Chief Marshal Amarpreet Singh were present on the occasion.
The Indian Air Force organizes the first ever air show in the northeastern region at Guwahati over the banks of the mighty Brahmaputra River at Lasit Ghat thrilled the spectators. The flying machines, which included Rafale, Sukhoi, Apache, MiG, IL-78 refueler, Mirage, Jaguar, C-17 Globemaster, Advanced Light Helicopter, MK-1, C-130 Hercules, Antonov 32 and Surya Kiran, operated from 7 air bases in the region: Guwahati, Tezpur, Jorhat, Sabua, Hasimara, Bagdogra and Panagar. The air show also paid homage to Assam's beloved singer Zubin Garg with his popular song Mayabini Ratir Bukut. Aminul Haq Zuddar, Akashvani News, Guwahati.
This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You're listening to the evening news. President Draupadi Murmu held bilateral talks with her Angolan counterpart, João Lourenço, in Luanda. She was accorded a grand ceremonial welcome and guard of honor at the presidential palace in Luanda upon arrival. The two leaders held comprehensive talks aimed at deepening multifaceted partnership between India and Angola. During the discussions, President Murmu emphasized the importance of expanding cooperation across a wide range of sectors that reflect both nations' shared priorities and complementarities. She highlighted potential collaboration in areas such as sharing of parliamentary best practices, agriculture, especially in seeds and fertilizers, oil exploration and refining, connectivity and transport infrastructure, rare earth minerals and diamond processing.
हमने अपने दोनों देशों के बीच व्यापार एवं निवेश साझेदारी को सुदृढ़ करने और ऊर्जा, कृषि, फूड प्रोसेसिंग तथा औषधि जैसे क्षेत्र में सहयोग को गहरा करने का निर्णय लिया था। अभी थोड़े ही देर पहले हुई हमारी वार्ता में हमने पुनः इस बात पर सहमति व्यक्त की है कि इन क्षेत्रों में द्विपक्षीय सहयोग को विस्तार देने की अपार संभावनाएं मौजूद है।
The president underscored India's specific expertise in several domains and conveyed India's readiness to work closely with Angola in harnessing opportunities for mutual growth and prosperity. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan has called upon the graduating students to work hard with dedication without giving up and see awards coming their way. He was addressing the graduating students of JSS Academy of Higher Education in Mysuru today. Quoting Vivekananda's call, "Awake, arise and stop not till the goal is achieved," Mr. Radhakrishnan asked the young graduates to absorb only the good things of others and never compare the speed of progress with others. He said, "The more one falls, the stronger they become to overcome challenges." The vice president also advised students to keep away from mobile addiction and to ever respect the elders, teachers and parents. Chief Minister Nipurio, along with Deputy Chief Minister T.R. Zeliang and other leaders, called upon Nagaland Governor Ajay Kumar Bhalla at Raj Bhavan, Kohima. During the meeting, productive discussions were held on matters concerning the state. And a 17-member Nagaland Wrestling Association NWA contingent team departed for Gonda, Uttar Pradesh for a month-long coaching camp, which is being organized by NWA in collaboration with Wrestling Federation of India. The coaching camp is focused on freestyle wrestling and Greco-Roman style of wrestling. The team comprises of prominent Naga wrestlers Venuzo Dauho and Hului Di Vadio, among others. The team is led by Kushovesa Soho, Joint Secretary, NWA, and Kenilil Kevin Rote, Treasurer, NWA. And to end the news, a reminder of the headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurates and lays foundation stones for several development projects worth over 8,000 crore rupees in Dehradun. 22nd Annual Conference of Commonwealth Parliamentary Association India Region Zone 3 to commence tomorrow in Kohima. Indian Air Force organizes first ever full-scale air show in Guwahati to mark 93rd anniversary. And 17 members from Nagaland Wrestling Association departs for Gonda, Uttar Pradesh for a month-long coaching camp. And that's all we have in this evening news bulletin. We'll be back with the morning English news at 7:30 a.m. tomorrow. Good night.